Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for June 18th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is a podcast that makes fun of the news, so you don't have to. But why would you not want to? That's one of the great things about living in a free world, in a free country, that we get to make fun of the news, especially the local news. I mean, come on. National news, making fun of national news, that's passe. It's cliche. Local, that's where it's at. I gotcha. All right, let's get to it. Here are the headlines. Mayor Lori Lightfoot has crossed the editorial pages of the city papers. Dun, dun, dun. Nobody seems to like that Lightfoot is hobnobbing on the coast. It's part of the job, but the thought is that it's just a part, and a really, 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 really small part. And the bigger part is fighting gangs and filling potholes and throwing out first pitches and dragging hot dogs through the garden while you listen to Ides of March cover the night Chicago died. And if she's not doing those exact things, well, then you're going to get the royal editorial desk treatment. I said good day. Lightfoot went on Colbert, where the audience gave her a standing ovation. What for? And the audience that goes to Colbert is into progressive political identity politics? What? What? Because I believe they gave Tim Allen a standing ovation as well. I'm pretty sure the audience is directed to stand up for everyone, so I'm not sure how much of an ovation is when the light tells you to do it. Anyway, that interview is coming up on Thursday. I'm just mad because I wanted Lightfoot to go on Fallon instead so that they could do some funny game where they smash eggs on their foreheads or dress up like teenagers for a sketch where Will Ferrell shows up, something like that, right? Colbert, yeah, it's fun, it's political, let's talk about Trump. But Fallon, that's when you get, you know, chocolate syrup all over you. That's what I wanted to see Lightfoot get into. Yeah, didn't happen. Can't wait to watch that on Thursday. The electric scooter pilot program's going so well that Chicagoans are defacing the scooters with graffiti and vandalism. I think this program's going to fit in nicely. Nobody defaces stuff they don't like. It's all love. That's Fifth Third Bank is shutting down 44 branches in the Chicago area. Man, what does it say about the economy when banks get downsized? Not good. Seriously, what goes into a bank branch building when it's over? Peter Francis Geraci satellite offices? Or do we just push really hard on the sidewalls and watch them topple? Wow, it's just built with stucco and glue sticks. It's the architecture of a bank building. Chicago Tribune website got a redo. I'll just click on this article right here. What's going on with chicagotribune.com? No, it's behind a paywall. Guess that's what's going on with the Tribune. The four-month baby rhino was let outside for the first time today at Lincoln Park Zoo. I know how you feel, rhino. I've avoided outdoors for the past 4 months as well. Look at that. Oh, man. I got to say, that was rapid fire, a couple of news clips. I was like a regular weekend update right there. You know, fast and tightened up. It must be the sun. Feeling it. All right, let's get to the sports. And it's the Crosstown Cup. It's Crosstown Cup. Who calls it that? Why did the media have to call it the Crosstown anything? Have you ever said ever in your life living in Chicago, I got to go Crosstown? That's not a thing, right? It's the Cub Sox. It's called Cub Sox. It's not the Classic. It's not the Cup. It's the middle of June for two games. That's what it is. Cub Sox. It's exciting, though, because it's that one time a year that some Sox fans go north of North Avenue. In July, it'll be that one time where Northsiders go south of Roosevelt Road. Always exciting in Chicago. So it's nice to get out once in a while and explore other concession stands. Anyway, the actual game? Although tonight, the Sox have quietly made a big step in calling up catcher Zach Collins. How about that? Collins is the Buster Posey-like dude who we drafted a couple years back. Supposedly the future backstop. He was a top 10 pick. Awesome. He'll be coming up primarily to hit DH since the Sox seem to be moving on from Yonder Alonso, who's hitting under 200 in a position that's designed for hitting. It's the designated hitter. So that's a huge fail. So Zach Collins has been ripping the cover off the ball in T-ball or wherever he was at. Now he joins us to get a shot to hang in the big leagues. So hopefully that means Cease, Robert, and Madrigal are not far behind. Bring him up, bring him up, bring him up, bring him up. Hamels and Nova tonight, Giolito and Lester tomorrow. While the Sox are up at Wrigley, the grounds crew at the G-Raid are extending the protective nets to the foul poles. Wow. How about that? Preemptive strike to protect the fans. So you heard it here first. Your worries are over, Sox fans. You can come back to the park and enjoy a game. No longer do you have to stay away from the park because you feel that it's unsafe. You are protected and dollar hot dogs. So next time I go to the game, hopefully it'll be less than three or four seats open next to me, behind me, and in front of me, and all around me. The ESPN analyst and former Chicago Bears head coach John Fox called out the Bears, saying that they had the worst offseason of any NFL team. He wasn't alone. Other ESPN analysts said the same thing, saying losing Vic Fangio and having no kicker will hurt them, and they did nothing to fix it. What? How could you say that? Ha ha, Clinton Dix? Just his name alone puts them in the top 20 offseasons. We got a free agent named Ha Ha, middle name Clinton, last name Dix. What? What's wrong with that? Also, John Fox. Is Fox just critical because we got rid of some of his guys like Jordan Howard and Adrian Amos? Sorry, John Fox was one of the worst coaches in Bears history. Not even like modern history, all history. 100 years. That's what they should do. Top 100 crappy players for the Chicago Bears, including coaches. And I guarantee you get to the, well, we're celebrating 100 years, our final five. John Fox, right at the top, right? And he was a disaster. Don't they have some sort of clause in the ESPN contract that he can't talk about the Bears without showing behind him footage of getting blown out by the Packers all the time? Sorry, ESPN, I'm watching other football coverage when you have that bozo telling me what's wrong with the Bears, who won the division the year after he left. This is what I say to you, ESPN. Good day. All right. Sorry, I got too worked up there. I feel like it was a perfect Lower Wacker Live, and then I got worked up at the end. You know what? Just deal with it. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live for June 18th. Today's the 18th. Thanks for listening. Beats by, of course, Wes Restless. And if you would like to contribute any beats to the show, you can do so at pzimmerman@wgnradio.com. See you tomorrow.